Hello, welcome back. It's called Are We Canceled Yet?
Joe.
The official podcast with your host. Hey, you know what they call me? Tamika, I'm her Goldie. Today
Boom.
without the locks, but the
Oh.
wavies are a must.
Ooh.
Welcome back to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host JoJo and
Yerk.
me, Tamika, aka Encore, aka Goldilocks, aka New Look, same vibe.
Period. Also, you ain't never known a shorty as fly as my shorty, because let me tell you about my girl right here. She said, "Yeah, I'm gonna get these locks, but is that gonna stop me from anything
Never,
that I want?" No, it
never.
is not. She has a quick weave over her locks. Okay.
And does it not look good? If it don't even tell me, because right now I think it looks great.
No, it's cute.
Okay. I got a bob.
I'm shocked you're keeping it in this long. I was convinced. I was like, Tamika's gonna find one little thing wrong with it and she's gonna take it off.
There is one little thing wrong, but
It's
the way
fine.
that this is glued on, sewed on, I have two caps on and a shower cap. It's
Wait.
not as easily to take off.
A shower cap?
I saw a video and they put a shower cap too.
Your head not hot?
No, luckily, no.
Also, with all that on, it's not bulky.
Sure. All right, let me show you the back.
All right, never mind.
It's a little hook.
It's a little hook in the back.
It's a little hook, but you know what? I can't see it. So out of sight, out of mind. If y'all can see it in person, mind your business. Because y'all know I got locks under
I
here.
was just about to say, don't get close, because
You
you
know
can
I
be
got
back here.
locks. And to point it out would be rude as heck. Look at me from the front and
How did you see
admire.
it from the back, 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 back?
Ouch. Behind my back. Not so I can hear you, because then I'm going to take it out.
Ooh. Also, I do sound a little bit better, but she's still a little under the weather. Honestly, I take that back. I don't think I was sick this whole time. Again, my throat was not sore. My had no headaches, no none of that. The cough just came, but the cough only came because it's mucus in there that is trying to cough up. I'm like, where did the mucus come from? I'm slowly but surely.
The mucus came from being sick.
No, it I really now peep this. Because before I was sick, you know how I always get the spits a lot. I thoroughly feel like, you know how I gave myself 2 years to become vegan? I might have to expedite that timeline and cut out.
What? You think it's the meat?
No, the dairy. So I might have to cut out eggs, cheese.
You do love cheese. You love a rich
I
cheese.
love cheese.
What if it's just imported?
Imported cheese.
Yeah.
So I should go to cheap cheese.
No. Is the expensive cheese not imported?
Wait, I we need a round, 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 round. Are you trying to say imported cheese is giving me mucus or cheap cheese? Because I don't
No, cheap
eat.
cheese. Maybe you only need cheese from Italy.
Oh, yeah.
You need to import it.
I second that motion. You know what? I second that. Yeah. And you know what? I was thinking too, maybe I should stop. I don't know how I'm going to stop doing that though, because the eggs in America are in the fridge. I was going to say I should stop putting my eggs in the fridge, but if they start out in the fridge, I feel like you have to keep them in the fridge.
I did hear if they start out there. And then there's some coating on it.
Right. So here's what I think I need to do
You
to,
got to get them from the, you got to get them directly from the chicken.
which means I just need to move out of the States.
I'm down.
Yeah. That's the solution.
I'm not gonna hold you. I was home for the holidays, and had I still been there, I'd be married. I don't know what it is. The men in Ohio are fine. I'm not going oh
The men everywhere else but LA are fine.
it's
Yes.
something about them. It's something about the swag.
Oh,
Oh.
wait a minute. Did you say it's something about the swag? Didn't I just say last episode there's no such thing as ugly men? It's just you have no swag and you can't dress.
Yeah,
Huh.
but I haven't seen any that's ugly either. Like,
Because they have what? Swag.
what is that it? Oh my God.
Because they got swag.
Don't know.
On, baby.
But baby, I'll be in trouble. That's why I don't need to be here.
Listen, that swag will do something to you.
That's why. Gotta get my hair done and get out. You gotta get out. Can't stay for too long.
You better.
All right.
Okay, so the numbers is growing, baby. Okay.
Yes.
Smoking my imaginary cigarette because the numbers is growing. All we canceled yet is a household name. Okay, let's start off with we had a good discussion in the comment section for our Monday discussions. As you all know, well, in case you don't know, every Monday we post a Monday discussion, just like a general either something from our previous conversations that need to be expanded on that we'll expand in the in the comments, or just like a general, like trending question, just to kind of sort of like build discussion and build community in the comments. You know what I'm saying? So, for this one, the discussion question was, what's one trait you wish more people had? One person said effective self-reflection, another person said empathy, critical thinking, and active listening skills. Empathy, conversation skills. I never thought it was anything special, but people really cannot hold an organic conversation. I really do feel like social media has a lot to do with that, if
I
we're
was just
being
like,
honest.
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Choir, honey.
Yeah. Justice-minded reaction. I'm not gonna read the rest of this because
They
they talking about bang bang, baby. And we're just gonna skip that. Next is integrity, courage, positivity, and empathy. So we see that, like, the
in.
biggest thing here is empathy. So my question to you is, what do you think is one trait that you wish more people had?
That I wish more people had. Like, I feel like I want to say common sense.
But common sense is subjective. Yeah, it's
It is. And
subjective.
I know that at times I lack it. So it's just so loud. I'm sorry. I'm in a private office at the moment. But there are several people outside of it. And I hope that no one else
The
hears
things that we do.
it. I mean, common sense is in the back of my mind. I'm gonna say communication as well.
Yeah.
Because people really struggle with communication. You don't have to be the most professional communicator,
Right.
but if you could just express what you're thinking.
Yes.
Or speak up when you don't know something, then that
Yes.
would
Yes.
go very, very far.
And you know what? I feel like that's your biggest thing because you're always talking about that.
It's just like, I think I have very good communication skills.
That's my biggest thing too. I think for me, I think it's discernment.
Okay. Explain.
Because a lot of people don't use it, and this is also subjective. A lot of people don't use their better judgment when it comes to certain things, or they don't stand 10 toes down on their convictions. I feel like if more people
Oh.
were convicted in their beliefs, and really stand true to what they believe in, what they speak in, and how they walk every day, then the world will be a better place.
Well, I think that's where communication comes in as well. You're very good on standing your, you know what you believe, you're gonna stand on it. Period.
Even if I'm wrong.
But a lot of people don't know their beliefs.
This is true.
But also just communicate that being.
That's what I feel like.
Just communicate it. Say, I'm not sure of it. That's fine. It's okay to admit if you're not sure of something. If you're indifferent, then say that too. But you can communicate why or where you stand, even if it's not on a specific point, where it's not black or white. Like, I'm in the gray.
Yeah.
Let me explain.
But even with that, I feel like it comes from most people don't do that out of fear. And then it also, if you go down the rabbit hole a little bit more, it kind of comes into play. Fear of one, having your own opinion, which is very strange. It's strange to say out loud, but it's very true. People have a fear of having their own opinion and going against the grain, which also doubles down into people pleasing. You get what I'm
It's
saying?
judgment. You don't want to be judged.
Yeah. Baby, judge me. That means I'm center of
That's
attention.
insecure with yourself. But fear, I feel like it's the backbone of everything, of all your decisions. So it could be you're not standing on your beliefs. It could be you're not going for your goals. You're not doing this and that. It's all fear. You could be fear of failure. You could be fear of its success.
Oh, for sure.
So,
For sure.
dang, is that really what it is?
I feel like
Fear
now
is
that you
really the
said that,
root of all evil.
I do feel like it, like if I were ever to be afraid of anything, because I fear no man at all. You get what I'm saying? No man puts fear in my heart. But the one thing, success, because I don't necessarily know what that looked like. And that's not to say I haven't been successful in certain things, but my idea of success and where I want to be, I have not been there yet. So it's more so the unknown that's scary. I can't plan for that. I can't plan.
Is it the unknown or the
A little bit of both. Because I
uncomfortability?
feel like with failure, I failed at so much stuff, or what I think I failed at. And again, all of this is subjective because one person's failure, my failure, you could look at like, dang, I ain't do that. You get what I'm saying? So it's all subjective, but in my personal journey, yeah. All
My thing is, I haven't failed enough. You failed enough. You failed enough. I haven't failed enough.
Hey, yo, no, let me tell you what yours is.
If you're not
Delusion.
feeling, if you ain't feeling, you ain't trying.
No, delusion. I want you to hold on to that. I want you to hold
It's
on to that. No, but let me tell you though,
delusion.
people think delusion is a
Wow.
negative thing. I feel like delusion is positive as fuck. Let me tell you why. If you're in your own mindset, and it kind of goes hand in hand with manifestation. If you believe it is so. If you don't believe you failed, baby, you're not going to. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's interesting. Am
Come
I
on.
delusional? Am
You delusional as fuck, and I love it.
I delusional? Wow, dang, I need to do some inner work. Because I could be. I could have failed a million times, and I feel like, winner.
Oh, no, but keep that.
Winning.
I feel like that's literally a glass half full mindset. More people should have that. I love
That's
it.
crazy. I don't have that at all.
Nah, baby, you got that.
No. I have a glass half full for everyone else. Like, you got plenty to drink on here, but my cup, it's
Which is
it's
crazy.
almost gone.
Let me tell you something about Tamika. She says all this, but this girl could literally sit here and be like, I'm broke. I ain't got no money. I'm not shopping. Meanwhile, her bank account says $1.3 million. You get
I
what I'm
don't
saying?
have it for shopping, though. I have everything in a category, and my shopping category was empty.
Listen.
That's why I have so many side jobs.
Meanwhile, I could have $5 in my account, and I'm like, you trying to go out to eat? It's on me, baby. Paying for. Paying for.
Definitely
Listen.
not. It is all empty. When I get to the point where I'm like everything is full, that's when it might be a problem.
Oh, for sure.
That might be where it kick in.
Listen.
Like, oh, wait a minute. My glass is full in all these areas. Watch out, world. She don't know who she gonna be.
Delusional.
But it's never gonna get to that point.
No, watch.
It's never gonna get to that
Baby,
point.
listen.
If it gets to that point, I'll give it all away.
No, wait. No. All is
It
on
all
the
away.
tape. All is I this is why I can't, you know how people say, oh, when I get big, I'm never gonna change. I'm never gonna change. I don't think you're gonna change, but you are going to evolve into the biggest fucking drama queen this world has ever seen.
You
And
don't think I'm there?
I can't wait to witness it. 'Cause I'm just gonna sit back and laugh.
I'm not gonna be a, I'm being the most humble person.
Oh, that's crazy. I would say that, but just by me officially being SAG eligible, I feel like I'm the shit.
I can't stress this enough that that's not gonna be in your vocabulary. If anything,
Listen.
you are going to be the drama.
Listen.
What kind of pool are you gonna have at your house, JoJo?
First of all, I already feel like I booked a whole bunch of shit that I haven't even booked yet just
What
because I'm
kind of pool
eligible.
are you gonna have at your house, JoJo?
I'm not telling the people my business so they can come over to my house. What? Just know, I'm gonna give y'all a little snippet. It's gonna be an infinity pool.
Is it gonna have water in it?
No, now mind your business.
Well, I will have a two-bedroom apartment in New York City. Maybe not even New York. I don't want to be at the penthouse. I want to be on the sixth floor, somewhere in the middle.
If we're really being honest, you're never going to be home. You're going to be at somebody else's house.
For naps. Only to take naps. I'll get on the train, ride to Manhattan, go to my friend's house. Oh, I'm still gonna ride the train for sure.
No, thank you.
That's where I get my daily dose of entertainment and cardio from running from
The
the rat.
rat.
Look at me, humble.
Very
And
humble.
then when I get tired there, I'm gonna go to my apartment in LA. And then Georgia.
Oh,
But all of them won't have a doorman.
that's so humble.
All of them won't have a doorman.
Thank you so much for gracing us with your humbleness.
That's keeping me grounded.
No doorman.
No doorman. Actually, I won't even have a house in Atlanta. I'm gonna have a house on my sister's property next to her house.
So now. We just got 40 acres and a mule, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah,
It
that should be.
was cheaper than my apartment in New York or LA.
Listen, and this is correct.
Matter of fact, I bought that one first.
And this is correct.
My house is out there. My apartments, I still rent them out on Airbnb when I'm not home. Humble. Humble.
I'm so done with you. Oh, okay. You know how much I love to learn, and you know how much I love black people. So when
See.
you put that together, you get
Learning about black people.
a Black History fun fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh man, I wish I had my book in here, but I won't dare open this door.
Look, do not. All right. So I saw this thing on Instagram, and I have to get this book, but let me. Okay, they called her the Black Widow because she seduced 11 KKK members, they were leaders, and she slit their throats with surgical precision in their own bed. She was known by the name of Jezebel. And that made me think, because in the country, you hear Jezebel a lot, and I'm thinking fast, because they'd be like, oh, you little Jezebel, you fast, but that makes sense. She was seducing the KKK members and slitting their throats. She was a
Well,
seductress.
but it came from the Bible.
Jezebel. Maybe
Let me.
that's why she, maybe that's why they call her that. But look, I gotta get this book because now I feel like it's circulating on
Where
social
does
media.
Jezebel reside from?
Who is Jezebel? I thought it was Jezebel. What does Siri say?
Yeah. She came from the city of Sodom, like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Was she a seductress?
Wait a minute.
Was she a whore? Was she?
Hold up.
Do it quickly. We got
Jezebel was the
AI
daughter of the priest king, ruler of
now.
coastal cities. When Jezebel married, she persuaded him to introduce the worship. I don't know. She's just telling people what to do. She seduced him into doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, so
But
what's the
she her
doctor?
blame. Yeah. She was seductress for
Oh,
sure.
well, that makes
And if
sense.
she came from Sodom, if there was Sodom and Gomorrah that burned down because it was wild,
Oh, well, that makes sense that they
then
would
that would
go with
make
that.
sense.
But like I was saying,
Now I need a movie made of her.
I have to get this book. Somebody said Jordan Peele should do a movie of her. She was from Louisiana, so you know she was probably Creole.
Oh, can she be a vampire?
She, them damn eyes look like a damn vampire from the picture I saw.
Oh, did
Now, if
she
I could see the
have?
color of your eyes in a black and white photo, But also, baby, you was out here doing the Lord's work.
I'm just like,
Get
what?
them
We have
KKK
yet
numbers up out of here.
seductress because I love everything seduce.
The thing about it is, though, she looks like a black woman. Like, clearly, if she was from Louisiana, she may or may not have been fair skinned. You can't tell because it's a black and white photo. But that just goes to show you, like, we are the fantasy of all men of all colors, all nationalities. But y'all just don't want people to know that. So y'all just hide behind your little
But
girl.
they do that. But they do that.
It's a
They do put it
fantasy.
out there that it's you're sexualized.
It's a fantasy, yeah.
It's exactly. But that's it. Is what gets me. Why are we just sexualized?
Because we fine.
I get it, but that's it.
Yeah, they full of shit. Anyway,
I
I
not your everyday fantasy?
can't be your
Is
everyday
what I'm saying.
girl.
Like, am I not your everyday?
But the book is called Black AF History: The Unwhitewashed Story of America by Michael Harriet.
Wait a minute. Is the book black, red, and green?
No, it's like black and gold, I think. Unless they have multiple covers for it.
I got a book
What's it called?
about Black history. It's in the other room. I think
Oh, that might be it.
it's the same book. Oh
Oh, good. I just ordered it off of Amazon.
my gosh. Who is it? Occupied.
Don't show no
This
face.
is my office. No, I can't.
Oh, you can't.
Go
We're on a pod.
away. Also, tell me what the name of that bookie is. The one that I'm taking from you. All right, get out. Turn on the washer and dryer. What?
Crazy. Like, you gonna come over here and give me demands?
If I had my New York apartment.
Also, Tamika, who was that that came to the door?
Oh, no one.
Oh,
I hate when I say no more. Anywho, but yeah, I gotta find a book.
yeah.
I'ma tell you after part if it's the same book.
Definitely getting that book,
Oh,
especially
but I
if
love
it's
that story.
circulating.
The way I
Me
want everything to
too.
be a movie
Everything should be a
or
movie.
everything to be a TV show. Also, I want to play a seductress.
I ain't even gonna hold you. I just want to play something. Okay. Just want to play
I
something.
want to play a seductress or anything in 7 days in June, 5 days in June.
Oh, how far are you?
I'm finished.
Stop. This is the fastest you finished a
And I
book.
was done before you thought I was had it on my Instagram. That was not it.
This is the fastest you fin I told you it was
I'm done.
quick.
I was like, where's the next one?
Give
And
me my props.
then they showed me, like, I guess the daughter is supposed to have something.
Oh,
You did.
that just came out. But give me my
I'm glad
props.
for it. You did a good recommendation. Good recommendation. I was
Seven.
back and forth, but also at the same time, I'm like, none of y'all start playing with each other.
Baby, also,
Stop playing.
the scratches in their arms and when they put it together. Oh my God, it was so sexy. It
That was where I was like, too much.
was sexy. It was toxic. It was everything
Was sexy
lovely.
and toxic, but my thing is, why we gotta share each other blood? I don't even like saliva for real, for real.
But also they were in a nutshell, they was fucked up kids. They had
They
fucked
were
up
bad
childhoods.
kids.
But
Wait a minute.
what?
Do I know much about his childhood?
You do, other than he was just in and out of foster care.
But that's all it said. It didn't really go into depth.
Nah, he was in and out of foster care, and then remember the Chinese girl, he would stay at her house.
Yeah.
But he was pretty much like, you know, you got the bad boy, the mystery, he
Yeah.
didn't know too much.
I would like
But
to know more about his story now that you said, because I know a good amount of hers, a
yeah,
mile.
but the thing
But
is,
his, I'm like, okay. First off, baby, spoiler alert, but if I get sent to jail for you, what we had is gone. Because I'm feeling like, even though you are, younger, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, I'm in jail.
Also,
Figure out a way to call me. I'm not messing with you no more.
don't try to off yourself with me. What? With me there? They're
Up
immediately gonna blame me.
immediately.
I feel like he did the right thing. And
He
that
did.
also goes to show, even though he was going through his own traumatic stuff and he didn't want that night to end, he knew that he had to get her help.
He did. Like, I had to get her help.
Oh, the book
Call
was
her mama.
so
Like, you don't need to say it. No,
sexy.
baby. I would have been on the run. I'm
That.
about to let you take me to jail, and I didn't do it.
And the fact that both of them was just writing about each other in their fiction
Oh
story.
my gosh. When she say, oh my gosh, it hit me when she say, stop writing about me, and he said, you first.
Yes. That book was so sexy.
Yes.
Come on. Look, Reese. Reese with a spoon. Go
You
ahead and make
picking
that
some good
to a
ones,
movie.
Mama.
She
I
was.
told no, she made a TV show. I don't know if it's a TV show. I think it's gonna be like a TV show. Maybe similar to Forever.
Also, more like a limited series.
Yeah.
I could
Yeah,
see that.
it gotta be limited. It's done. I don't need y'all to stretch this out and make it more than what it is.
But I told you, Tia Williams, the author, is also behind Perfect Fine with Keith Powers and Gabrielle Union.
I didn't mind it. He just looked a little bit younger than I would have liked.
I think that was the point, but what
Rather realistic to me.
I think my biggest thing was the continuity in it all. Because if we're having a conversation outside and it's New York, you know, it's loud or whatever, and I'm talking to you regular because I'm right beside you, why are you yelling?
Yeah, but that's just us. We're gonna pick out those little
We're
things.
gonna pick out those little things for
And
sure.
I hate that. I wish I could just go in ignorant watching something. It would make a lot of things better for me. But
Girl.
I am one of those that's like, your bracelet was on this hand, now it's on the other hand. Your
Oh,
beard
yeah.
was tucked behind this ear, now it's not.
Now
It's
it's
frizzier than it was
untucked.
the other scene. Why don't you have on as much lipstick?
Right. But also, too, we also know how they do. They will go back to back to back, and they'll be like, try this. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Try that. And then edit and just be like, all right, cut and
Because
slice.
what am I about to do with this? We don't have time for reshoots. So this is what it's gonna be.
Look, and don't, honestly, nobody notices unless you're in the field of, you know, unless you're in the
But
industry.
that's why I thoroughly enjoy audiobooks. I can picture it in my mind, and everything goes right. Because I created it.
She's too much. I love
I
everything.
did that with our short film.
Okay. All right. So, y'all, we feel absolutely honored because I received a DM asking to review a short film. So that is what we're gonna do right now.
I watched it. Well, I listened to it once. Because I was cleaning.
I watched it twice.
I did. I watched it the second time.
Okay,
But I
so.
like listening to it once first. I think I'm gonna do that because then I can visualize it.
And
And
then you
I'm
could
on
kind of
my audiobook kicked. Yeah.
got it.
But go ahead, talk about it more, and then I'm gonna give you my spiel.
All right, so let me go ahead and do the proper introduction. The short film we will be reviewing today is Sext. And Sext is about, hold on, wait, sorry, let's do that over. The short film review we will be reviewing today is Sext. After being asked for a late night photo, Zaina, a playful yet sensitive young woman, goes on a journey to capture who she is. All right. Kirsten Stevens was executive producer, writer, and the lead of the short film. Director and producer was Victoria Renee. Producer Jovan Williams. Director of photography was Anthony Robertson Jr. And now for the cast. Excuse me if I mess up any of your names. I'm so sorry. Derek Kilpatrick was unsaved number. Andre Burleson was friend number one, Khalid Hussein, friend number two. And just a little bit about the short film, Sext had their debut premiere back in March at the Debbie Allen Dance Academy. Since then, they have been awarded with the Audience Award for Best Film at the Broad Humor Film Festival in September and screened at the Oscar Michaud Film Festival in October. And most recently, they're up for Outstanding Short Form for a live action for the 57th NAACP Image Awards. Bang, bang. Come on, congratulations. Hand
I'm
claps is
going to
all
congratulate you.
around.
Because we were just talking about a few episodes ago, creating your own content, putting yourself out there, getting together your team, and just making your stuff happen while you're not waiting on other people. So I love this.
Yes. All right. First and foremost, the first thing that stuck out to me with the short film Sext that I absolutely love, one, she was plus size. Yeah, we need more plus size love
Yeah.
interests. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number two, she had her scarf on. Thank you. Do you know how many shows I watch that piss me off? That they go to bed and do all this trying to be cute. We don't do that. We put a bonnet
Not
on, we put a scarf on. Look,
It's not realistic.
I just like it's the small details that make me happy. It's the
This will
small.
make me happy at first. Okay, I listened to it first. I had in my earphones playing it. Do, 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 do. Oh, Shorty voice came on. I said, it's naughty. Immediately. I said, oh, this is my chopper vibe.
For sure.
If you know me, I like a little romantic, erotica
And
in
she
my book.
loves sexting in her real life.
I do not chill, chill, chill. You crazy, Mark.
Hey, yo, as soon as I saw, I was like, oh, we're about to re be reviewing a short film called Sext. Yo, Tamika's gonna love it. This
Wait.
is her jam.
I loved her for so many reasons. Hold on. All right. So
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
immediately I was like, okay, I'm listening to it. All right, his voice a little cute. Okay. I already got my mind going. They continue going, talking to your friends, talking to her back and forth. She's setting some stuff up. I'm like, it's going down. It's going down. I go through all that. Listen first. I'm watching it. I said, my girl switch up game was strong.
Baby, listen.
And that's something that I can appreciate.
But it was so relatable because the way if we're immediately not feeling something, we flipping it on you quick.
Abort mission.
Cause
She said, abort, abort, abort. Too
I'm not
close.
your girl, babe.
I said, what? At first, okay, at first I was like, okay, they chilling.
They
They
talking.
talking. It's nothing crazy. Then she said no. Then I was like, oh, she putting on costumes. Shorty said, if I'm missing a picture, I'm gonna be a character. I said, oh no, they further in. They further in this. Because
Listen.
the tie-tie coochie na-na fix ain't where it's at. She going above and beyond. Come on, girl. Appreciate that.
Setting the stage.
I said the stage. She got that. Okay, it's cool. Then she said, wait. Okay, take a step back. Before all that, She say, "You go first." And he like, "Bam."
The gray right sweatpants?
Huh?
The gray sweatpants?
Right there is where he messed up, girl. Right there is where he messed up.
You think
I see
he
what you
went first?
I saw what you was planning to do. Okay? I'm just thinking in my mind here. I saw that you was planning to just continue to talk sexy. And didn't think he was going to back it up. Because a lot of guys don't back it up. When you like, all right, well, send me a little sunset.
Listen.
Not the guys in California. For a warning, if you ask, they will do it. Do not ask. They will do it. Okay?
Listen.
Regardless of what's going on, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, she says, send that. Not expecting you to be down. Because some men be like, nah, I see you. Wait till I see you in person. What? He say, bet, and I see why.
Listen, wait.
That right there, you couldn't listen to.
Immediately, had I not known who wrote this, immediately when he swiped and I saw the gray sweatpants, yup, it's a black rider. Yeah. It's a black rider for sure.
And it might have been you. And for real, it might have been you. Because had it been me, I'm writing myself into it like that.
Listen.
I'm writing myself. I said, whoa. Oh, abort. Again, that's where you run, girl. That's where you run and take cover. Because he for real.
Girl, and then had the nerve to write her name on the thing and take a picture. I was like, whoop. Listen.
Like, don't do that.
Dedicated.
I'm giggling.
He was dedicated to the call. I definitely was watching this.
Listen. Giggle, giggle, going away. The only thing they needed right there, immediately I'm calling my friend real quick.
I wanted that too. Okay. That was one thing, but I feel like it probably would have it would have made the short film longer.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely... Yeah. This made me want more because we got the men's perspective of how they're literally always with their friends doing absolutely nothing. You get what I'm saying?
Like, don't come through the door.
Right.
You better let me do it.
But I needed her girls to come up there.
Like, don't come to the house because I'm not about to be putting myself in this situation and you come into the house, but I'm definitely about to be calling you like, bitch.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'm in love.
Yeah. Especially in the talking stage.
I'm in love.
Yeah. I needed that. I needed that girl.
Like, from what? He sent me a pic.
Yeah. That talked me off a ledge moment. You get what I'm saying?
I think I'm pregnant, JoJo.
From the picture?
I think I'm pregnant.
I'm a black girl. Just send me a snapshot so it'll disappear. You know, oh boy.
I gotta do screen record. I'm screen recording.
Listen. I wonder what they use for that because it actually had the shape to it.
It'd be nothing.
Let me go back to my notes and see what his name is. Derek Kilpatrick, come to the front. We need to know some behind the scenes
questions for you.
Some behind the scenes questions. We need to
do. Oh, do you need to be a guest? Do you want to be a guest on the show?
Look at her invite. What he got to wear if he want to be a guest on the show?
Gray sweatpants. That's a record. That's the uniform. Not on no creepy. That's the uniform.
Listen. I'm weak. Shut up. All right. Back to the short film.
Okay. Did that. I would have liked that.
I love the ha-ha moments. That was like the subtle ha-ha moments when he came out there and was like, you want to see something? You want to see what I'm doing in the bathroom?
Like immediately, like, I'm like, deuces. Like, bruh, too much.
Yeah.
You good. Because you didn't even have to say all that.
Like, you ain't even have to do all that.
Yeah, say less.
The period.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, say. I got a pen in there.
Also, the friends was doing too much. Cause why are you banging on this man's door?
Stop banging on the door. Y'all should have money on the game. Cause then I'm be like, bruh, come on. Is it money on the game or if I'm just trying to whoop you in a video game?
I just need to know, do men really do that? Because if so, y'all really be trying to act like y'all not as close as y'all friends as girls are.
They do that.
Because y'all really be doing that. Like, I've even, when I used to
They
hang
be doing that.
out with a lot of guys, they really don't do nothing but just sit on the couch and talk. It ain't that much talking in the world, bruh.
I don't know what boys be talking about, what guys be talking about. We got a lot to talk about, but I don't know what y'all be talking about.
Nah, they don't talk about nothing for real. They gossip. I will say they gossip way worse than women.
Gossip. I've gotten the best information from the guys.
Men gossip way worse than women.
It's juicy. I love it.
Juice.
So he got his friends over there. Cool. So first, I said, okay, girl. You done set yourself up. You gave it a little, took the bait out, he took it. So, what's coming next? You can't act like you fell asleep. Then you switch the script. I love that for you, because the guy be good for that. That your response was right there was equivalent to I fell asleep. I loved it. Switch that. Switch that. I don't owe you nothing. And that's when she was like, "You're not my man." I said, "Whoa, that's not your man." He was putting on an outfit.
But also that's a real response. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Was like, "You're not my man. I don't owe you nothing."
Like, I'm feeling you, but once you, whoa, what you
And I'm
can't
over here
feel it?
salty because I just sent you something. I sent you all of me.
Wait a minute.
All of me. I sent
Paul, how many of us can relate to if a guy texts us and they're like back in the day, because we don't do that no more at this age, at
it's
this point.
not the same.
But if they like, hey, send me a picture. And the first picture you send is the most professional picture you could find. Don't my hair look cute right
Like
here?
I need to figure out where we're going with this. Tell me what you want.
You would be the one to ask.
But I'm also the one to be like, oof, like that's all you want?
My th Freaky Frog. Freaky Frog.
No, I mean, like, that's all you want from me? That's all you
Oh.
want out of me, out of this conversation?
Oh, I thought you meant like that's all you want, because I
No,
was full.
no. Like, we came from good morning to this. This is not even gonna work for me. And that
Oh,
would have been me. That would have been me in here.
let me tell
Like, you send it, you do something. What you gonna do for me first? Boom, you send it. Oh, whoa, you were serious. I'm not there.
you know what we call that?
I can't even unsee this.
Do you know what we call that?
What?
A tease.
Oh.
Listen. I know
No.
I asked for it, but you actually did
No, not about that. You shouldn't be so easy.
it. Shouldn't be so eager to just put your sweatpants on camera.
Sure. And wait, and then she say, "Send me something new, real time. Don't send me none. I'd be good. Be like, let me see what the date was on this.
And that's why he made
It's
sure
3 months
he put
ago.
that. Wrote it in there.
Because you know what? For all this effort I just gave, what's coming back? For all that effort, I know something juicy is coming back."
No, let me tell you what was hilarious, but it was also kind of cute. It was cute because I wonder, do men really do this? Like,
Answer's no.
he
Where you at?
look,
Answer's
hey, hey, look. They say create the world that you want to see. Okay.
all right.
Okay. We know men don't do this, but it was cute. He set the mood just to get a picture. He lit the candle. He had the music going. He,
It
listen, dimmed the light just to get one picture.
Look, and when she went to take hers, there was no preparation.
Oh.
Don't put yourself in a situation that you're not ready for. And we are never ready. We can
Paul.
never be ready enough.
Paul. I know Marley hair when I see it. I know Marley hair when I
Now
see
she got Marley.
it. Baby, when
You
she
said
had
she
all
got
that shaving cream,
Marley.
I was like, I know Marley hair when I see it.
Like, don't set yourself up if you was not ready.
That was hilarious.
That's when you needed to go back to an old one.
Also, see if he bowed it.
Does my picture go?
My thing is, if it's winter time, you should understand this ain't about to be pristine, baby. It's winter time.
I completely disagree. You're nasty. Yeah. I completely disagree with that. Stop it. Stop it. I am okay with the leg, but I will not give an excuse to anything else
And that's crazy.
to be warm in the winter. I am not giving any more excuse. It stops at the leg. Cut it out. No, as soon as you started that text and was like, it's gonna be worth the wait, that conversation was leading into something else. You should have already had the shaving gel on. You picked
Oh,
up
man.
the phone.
Wait a minute.
I go for that. Matter of fact, the conversation's over. You get a good morning picture. And this preparation, baby. Yeah, Not after that one. Not what I see what the competition is.
Wait a minute. The subtle
Well,
glimpse of
in the morning.
the subtle glimpse of the period panties. I was weak.
My girl, that's how I know you're an amateur, because you set yourself up wrong. You set yourself up. Hit him with the okie doke, but I liked the transition a lot because it became more.
Yeah.
I feel like if the friend part was in there, it would have taken away from the point of the film, which is more so insecurities. And so I really liked the overview of it because it wasn't just a okay, sexing, freaky concept.
Right.
It was a I'm exploring, I'm learning myself throughout this process, and this is just I had to be in this uncomfortable situation to unmask those insecurities in myself. My question is, why do you have those insecurities? Because he don't in this situation, not like your overall,
Right.
but if people as a whole, I'm gonna talk to women specifically because that's what this was, referring to in this particular situation. He know what you look like when he met you. He's down.
He's down.
He's down.
He
I
is.
don't know anything that once it's revealed that's gonna make him change his mind.
He is down.
He is down.
But also, it's just one of those things, like just like whenever she was having her inner dialogue with herself and she was going through like just all of those thoughts all at once, like why me? He could have any girl he wants, blah 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 blah. But also, girl, you can have any guy you want.
Yeah, it's like, why not you?
Why not you?
More
Exactly.
so.
And I feel like that's where I feel like the girlfriends could have came to play, but just like you said, that would have created
It
a
wouldn't have
whole
been a
new
short,
movie.
it would have been a TV series.
Yeah, that would have expanded a lot more, and she would have snapped out of it quicker. Because with our girls, I feel like we can be vulnerable for a second, but we're gonna snap out of it like, yeah, I'm the prize. You get what I'm saying?
You
But
gonna try.
yeah, you're gonna
You gonna
try.
try. I fake it while they there.
But
Because
also, everybody, I feel
you're
like in life in general, not just specifically being in that scenario, but in life in general, we always have those moments of self-doubt. And I feel like we have to go through that. That's something that we have to go through. If we just go through life all fucking cookies and rainbows, like that's just not reality. You get what I'm saying? So I can really appreciate the reality aspects of everything. And it wasn't like bam in your face. It was very subtle. And there were little things that led up to that, like her being in the mirror, playing with herself. Like, yeah, that's a quirky trait to just, just to be doing like weird shit and that by yourself. But also, that's an insecurity. You're looking in the mirror, you're doing this, you're doing that. And then now he's asking for a picture, and it's like, oh, I'm down because.
Like, oh, wait. I didn't know we was gonna go over that fast.
Oh, I was going deep. Was I preaching?
No, I'm talking about her.
Oh,
But you was preaching.
yeah. But
You
she was
was preaching. No,
preaching.
because it was honest.
It
It
was
was a
honest.
very realistic conversation with yourself. Like, shoot, now I gotta do this. What am I looking like? How am I feeling? Like, you ain't said he wasn't all there butt booty naked in a mirror.
No, he wasn't. He just did a little print.
And that was enough.
And that's crazy because you know what? It's crazy that you say that because I feel like when it comes to sexuality in general and just like being in a situation of sexting in general, it's a double standard. Men don't have to strip down naked.
No.
All they got to do is show a little print while the women, they want to get all lavished up, dolled up, take the hair down. You saw she took the scarf off. Had the hair
Yes.
down. She put effort into it just for this, but it's kind of like, just like you said previously, he saw what you looked like when he met you. And I feel like that was a realization in her mind because she just slipped on the cute little nightgown. Boom, boom.
Like, I don't have to make this more than what it was. You did not do extra. Again, we're sexting. This is sexy talk. And you're also not my man. I'm not about to show you every little thing.
You're not my
This ain't
man.
no long distance situation.
Sir, you're still unsaved. Like, let's be real.
You're
But
still unsaved. You haven't even gotten a nickname yet,
wait a
but you
minute.
now. Wait, you do after this.
Wait. I was literally about to say that. Why do we do that? Literally, I don't care if it's the talking stage to the relationship to long term. You will never have a government name in my phone.
No, when you might, not when you my man. You'll never have
No. To this day, me
You'll
and
never
old
have
boy that I've been seeing for a long time now, his name has never been in my phone.
Mine might be opposite for a minute. Mine will be opposite. Oh.
About to get caught up, ain't you?
I know, I'll be trying to, okay. People that are not new, you will have a nickname. People that are new, you have a name in my phone
Yeah.
because I need to remember your name.
That makes sense.
I need to
But
know who you are. I will not speak of your name outside of my cellular device.
wait a minute. Is there something to that? I feel like straight off the gate, if you meet somebody and you immediately save them in your phone with their government name, they have no chance.
Really?
Did we unlock something?
Really?
Did we
Look,
unlock something?
yeah.
Is this a therapy session?
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
But is that a universal thing? Because
Please comment here. I know nicknames are universal, but is that the, is it a, not a curse, but if you save,
it's an unspoken rule.
because I see, oh. Okay, sorry. My background is blurred, so it kind of threw me off.
Oh.
I know, which I find crazy about guys, they don't save numbers. But you remember the phone number. Is that not more intimate?
Which tells me if you cannot save my number and you remember the phone number, you remember exactly what I said and when I said it and when I told you to do what I told you to do, but you still didn't do it because you said you didn't remember. Liar.
Like you don't remember and be like, this is, or like you text it. You know who it is when the number come up. I will never be that deep. I'll never remember like that. I won't have a memory like a man.
No.
I need a name. I'm gonna have your real name. Once you meet a certain checkpoint in my life, you get a nickname in my phone, and it reverses in person. You will always have a nickname first. Now, what this man's nickname will be, I'm gonna think about it.
That's crazy.
I'ma think about it, Mrs. Sexting. Because you would have a nickname. And right after I send that picture, I'm texting my girlfriend. It's like, hey girl, you won't believe this. I'm gonna call you tomorrow with this jewel. I got something. Girl, I didn't send a picture. I'm gonna talk to you
Tell
tomorrow.
you
Immediately. But he was cool. Very understanding. It's like, don't engage. You see? And if he wasn't, that's when it's
Yeah.
cut
That's
off.
why
But then you didn't send more. You lucky you got face in it.
I was just about to say that. Now, I have never participated in the act of sexting ever. And I'm gonna tell you why. In all of my friend groups from elementary school to my big age now, I have always been the youngest of my friend group. So I've always seen that the older girls got in trouble doing certain stuff that I knew when I get that age, I'm not doing that. Especially when you're in school and your stuff gets sent to this phone and this phone and this phone and this phone, and then you get called up to the principal's office and all this other stuff happen that kind of scares you out of doing certain stuff. So I've never had the luxury of doing that. Also, I'm impatient. I ain't got time for that. Come to my house and come get me.
Wait. Wait.
Ain't got
When I was
time.
watching it, when I was watching it, wait. Because that would be me in this situation. But I thought about you watching it. And you would have been like, just come over. Like, I have to just come over.
Just
And you're like, can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see you. It's going to be worth the wait. Send me pictures. Send
if
me a
you
picture.
bout
Just
it,
come over.
come over.
Like, I'm doing all this. I've shaved. By the
Come over.
time I see you again, I'll also have to shave again. So just come over now. I was like, JoJo ain't going this long.
I'm not doing that. I'm not sexting nobody.
I'm going this long with this conversation. Me?
No.
I fell asleep. My bad. So sorry I fell asleep.
But I'm down now. I'm awake.
Did you still want it? Now I'm about to go to work.
First of all, with you, it's going to turn into a whole therapy session. Okay. So I noticed you didn't text me back earlier. And, I did say I was going to go to sleep. I did forewarn you that I was sleepy.
I was, if you took too long, I was tired.
So.
Sleep. So also, so do you have a problem with it that I didn't? Because I was sleeping at work. So do you have a problem with a woman working? Are you gonna pay my bills?
And
Because I didn't think
immediately.
you were gonna do that. Matter of fact, don't I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
And then wait. And just like how you just did that, that's exactly what Zayna did in the short film. Flip the
Except this
script.
was very reminiscent of myself.
Oh.
Wow, this is truthful.
It's very truthful.
Because I would be like, oh, if it's a new person, I'm talking to you, a picture.
It's very bold of you. Now I want a backstory, because how long have we been in this talking stage? I want too much. I'm an
It's
actor.
been a month.
No, you ain't getting a picture.
Oh, it was a month because people move fast now. It's been a month.
And people do move fast.
We kicked it for a few times. We met on an app.
You know what, though? I feel like the short film Sext is literally a movie for the millennials.
For the millennials?
The kids nowadays are not sexting. If anything, if anybody tries to send them anything
Oh, I'm sorry. When
or
you said
allude,
millennials, automatically I thought Gen Z because I hear so much. It's millennial.
if because the kids
It
now,
is
if you
millennial.
allude to anything, honey, you're immediately getting canceled. You're about to lose your job because they called somebody on you.
Yeah.
It
Also,
was cute. It had.
I don't know if y'all have if y'all are insecure with yourselves like we are.
No, I don't think they are. I don't think they are. It had
You
moments
go.
of.
Hey, I already been there and I got a Polaroid in your mailbox.
Shut
What's up?
up. Look, okay, so I feel like it had moments of nostalgia, definitely. Relatability.
Yes.
It was sexy.
It was sexy.
It was real. It was
At the
raw.
beginning, I was in here like, oh, I was in here cooking like, this, what's going down?
No.
And her responses were
Let
the
me tell you.
breaths. It was accurate.
Let me tell you. In the beginning, when I turned the door, I had a flashback that pissed me off. You know, you just different. What is that in like the playbook? What y'all got a handbook and y'all be saying the same stuff?
Wait.
You just different. What that mean?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Man.
I'm glad you brought that up because his first response, when she said, I don't want an old one that you be sending all your hoes.
It's in the handbook.
His response, that right there, I would have been like, I'm not talking to you anymore.
It's in the
Like,
handbook.
excuse me? Excuse me? I'm just playing. Just egg. What?
Oof.
Like horrible response and also
Immediately.
accurate. Also
It's
accurate.
so accurate.
Like
Whoa.
I find it hard to think anyone will watch this and not relate to it in some way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. But
It's
also,
very.
it brings us back to our conversation that we always have. Did every black female and male have the same childhood experience?
If it was this one,
Same adolescent experience.
no. Pre-phone? Yes.
Yes.
Early, like maybe
No
only
kids.
millennials. Only millennials.
Only
Like
million.
within the 10 years that phones were out, like when they really picture phones from
For
like
real.
day one of being able to send a picture.
Yeah.
10 years, y'all got that same experience.
Yeah.
Anyone after that? No. Because we didn't know what to do. We was running wild.
We was running wild. Ooh.
We were running wild.
Those
But
were the
we
days.
didn't have so many insecurities. We did have insecurities, but this is where we like, okay, I'm gonna put on something cute and send it to you. Because you don't need nothing. This ain't Playboy.
You about to
This
get
is just a little enticing until we see each other in person.
now
Isn't
I need to know. I
it?
need oh wait, before I say this. I bet you do want to see my personality. Stop. Stop.
Wait. I love it. Wait. Wait.
I bet you do want to see my personality. Listen.
That's the best.
When she
That's
said that, I immediately hit pause and I was dying laughing. I had to hit pause because I needed to hear the rest of the dialogue. But if that ain't some real stuff, I feel like that was very PG to what she really probably would have said.
that was really smooth, and it got me. But what got me more was that last text message.
Trying to see listen now.
I know, no. But it was like you thought it was done. Like you thought you had me, babe. But let me go back to the beginning of this conversation.
That's how you know he's interested.
It was like, oh, you are gorgeous. But also, now that I've reassured you, go take your fine ass back in that bathroom.
Yeah, because that's all I want to see is them 10 times.
I'm like, thank you, baby, beautiful queen. But take your ass back to that market.
Yeah, this cute. You cute. That's all I
You
wanted.
cute, like you
Fine.
gorgeous,
But let me
baby.
see that. Nah.
Listen, because that's what I'm talking about. I love this.
It was so good. I really
You know,
enjoyed it.
and that's when, girl, you gotta cut that short. You gotta get off. You gotta stop texting. You gotta postpone.
Until
That's when
Saturday.
it's the when I see you in person.
Okay, next.
I say it's gonna be worth the wait. So what's
Now,
the
that we've seen this, I need one to see the date. I need to see your journey. I need to see the ups, the downs. I need to see the friends. We should be the friends. I
Oh,
need to see the
me when
friends.
he send the message, girl.
I need to see the friends.
Matter of fact, good thing you didn't have a friend like me, because I would have had you messaging some stuff back
For sure.
that you shouldn't do.
But you know what? That would also make a good conflict because you always have that one friend who's the angel on the shoulder. You always got that second friend who's the devil on the shoulder. And I feel like that still brings a sort of conflict because it's like, who do I talk to? And then when you
For
lean
sure.
one way and then the response doesn't go the way you want, you looking like, I knew I shouldn't have listened to you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I loved it. Tens across the board.
It was really good. Very relatable. Wonderful job. I was talking about getting creative, juices flowing, and this is exactly what we signed up for.
You feel inspired?
I do feel inspired.
Great. Send me something so I can read it.
Okay. It's a erotica novel. No.
Want to hear nothing about no long hair flowing in the wind and a white horse. Get out of here.
Long hair flowing.
Huh.
She adding it to the stable boy.
You play too much. All right, this is a
Ooh.
great episode.
Done. This was
Now,
good. This was good.
for our unpopular opinion. Okay.
What you have, what you got, what you get. Oh, we are going to be on hiatus.
Oh, we are. Just to let y'all know, we have 3 episodes left until we go on winter break. So make them last forever. But
Make it
we'll still be active on social media. We got some things in the works. All
last.
right, what is, oh, I'll say this one. This is cute, lighthearted. Meh. Unpopular opinion with JoJo. The ginger chew candies should not be chewed. They're not chewable. You will lose.
Ginger chew candies?
Yeah. You will lose a tooth trying to chew those candies.
Ah.
They should just be called ginger jawbreakers.
Suckables? Oh, wait. Wait. Side note, I'm a ginger right now.
And on that note, she's trying to say she's suckable.
You said it. So I think it's the show, the movie. I think it's the short film.
You about to go sex right now. Shut up. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Our
Reach. Yeah.
Opinions.